We're up to the Gemara, the bottom of Daf Yutes Amud Beis. We just had the last Gemara, but the Gemara said the Maisa of a Barnash that wanted to buy meat, so he sent the guy in instead. So he said, Lav Kol Kamine, you can't passel and say that it was an Avela, all the Mikulin of Tziporin. The Maisa before that was that, not the Maisa, the Gemara says that a statement of Rabbi Yochanan, that if you have meat that's found in the hand of a nochi, it's like found in a platya. And in Rishus Ram, we said, Roiv Chanuyas, Bois, Berchas, Bos, Eshkuta, so you say, call the Polish, move a Polish. And we may let Mutter. And likewise, if it's, it will be the opposite, then it's considered Yeloika, then it's Vada Nevela, not just a Suffolk, like by Nischalfu. But the point is, the Gemara said that, oh, the Maisa was, he said, what about the guy that's taking a limb off a sus? He's walking around with it. You're going to tell me that it's also the same din? She says, no, I only said my din when Shiro Oysa Yoitzi Mikulin Shay Yisrael. He's coming out of a Jewish butcher shop. So now you can say that if it's Roiv Yisrael, then it's good. And if it's Roiv Nevelis, then even though it's coming out of a Jewish butcher shop, he had it in his hand before. But about it's only when you see him coming out of a Jewish butcher shop. That was the last Gemara. On this, the Gemara now continues. Two lines from the bottom. Rav nochas letamon. Rav went from Eitz Sol to Bovel. Chamtun mekilin v'chamer alayhun. He saw people were makel about Bosser. Bosser shen esalam in ayin. We never discussed Bosser shen esalam in ayin. People were not careful about the din of Bosser without simonim. That's besalam in ayin. V'chomer alayin, and he was machmer on them. Now, the Ramban says in Chulin Daf Tzarihei, that this is going back on the previous Maisa that we just had. We had a Maisa that we said that we're makel on Goyim, even without walking out of a Jewish store. We said, no, I only said it when he walks out of a Jewish store. Doesn't mean stam when a guy is holding meat. Guy is holding meat that can be cut from a sus. So he's suddenly being makel in the din of Goyim holding meat. So Meli was machmir. That's what Ramban learns his Gemara as a Hemshech. But upon him, either way, he saw that people were makel when he went from Eitz Sol to Bovel. He saw people were makel in the din of Bosher and Salman Ayin, and he was machmer on them. What's the maisa that he was machmer? Zoktimah as follows: Chad Barnash Ozil. There was a yid that was traveling. Dav Chof Omer Aleph. Boy Meshizgei Askufsa the Goy Naharo. He wanted to wash a piece of meat in the river. Now Askufsa the Goy Naharo. So the Pnei Moshe says this is askufta means it's a different cuts of the meat. It means the roish, the regel, and the Bnei Ma'ayin. Those are the pieces that go together that you sell together. That's how the Pnei Moshe learned. So he wanted to wash that piece of meat. The others learn the Rashi Siliva, and he brings that askufta means a hat. He wanted to wash his hat in the river. So, like, you know, he had a hat, but in that hat, he stored meat, like a cylinder. You know, a blaze of silver used to have maybe it's this the Makar. The blaze of silver, oh, you're from St. Louis. The blaze of silver used to have a top hat, a cylinder. Inside, he used to keep his own chicken. They want to eat other places, he had his own chicken. So that's his mice, according to the Rash is Siliv. Because askufta means he took his hat, his top hat, and he washed it in the river, and in there was meat. That's where he stored it in there. And Lemaisa, he lost that piece of meat. He lost it. It got taken away in the river. Now, after a while, he left. He came back. He wanted to go take back the meat that he saw. So Rav told him, no. This is not your meat. This is like Bosa Shana Salman Ayin. Why? The no Omar, because we say, Hahi Shatif Naharo. Meaning, other people's meat also came in a river. Yours went away. Yours went for Aisechure, the Nevel Tachtoi. And now you're taking other people's meat, which is Nevel meat. So you can't just rely on, I dropped meat in the river, and now let me take this next piece of meat. I came back later. Now, if you look at Gilina Shasib Kivega, he says over here, Ois Aleph, Ein Toises Chulin Daf Tzari Heomet Beis, Vil Maschel Asik Vitzorich Ian. Rabbi Kivega's Kasha is, Tois over there in Chulin says, that also, the Mar brings over there, brings a Maisa with a person that watched his head of his animal in a river. It fell, and then he brought up a basket to scoop it up, and two heads came up. Two heads. So over there, the Gemara says that Rav Asert. So Tosafot there says the reason why Rav asks is only because two heads came up. Is mashma, if one head would come up, Rav would be makel. You can assume it's the same one. Well, that's a stira to hear. Here, Rav clearly says that no, Omer leRav Aser, two heads did not come up, and yet Rav Asered, not like that Tosafot Torchian. So Rachonim want to answer Faket. This sug is a raya to Tosafot's side. Why? See, because the difference is that the Shekel HaKodesh, they say as follows, that Dafka over here when you left. So when you left, it says it left. Arsugit says that Chozar Uboy Misvene, he left and he came back. So when you left and you come back, even if one head falls, comes up, so then Taket's Aser. But if you wouldn't have leave, then one head would have been mutter. It's only because he left. It's mashma like that sugya. The only time it's also is only when two heads come up. If one head comes up, it's taka mutter. If you didn't leave. But over here, sugya is talking about that he left. And that's taka the difference in the two sugyas.
If he left,
then he wasn't watching it. Yeah, then you can assume that taka it's a din bosh sam ayin. Then pshat is even if it's a one head that comes up, it's not yours. It's someone else's meat. But if you're there and you scoop it up and one comes up, that's it. That's the one. Mashenkin too, then Rav Osar. So it's not a steer in Rav. That's how they answer. B'kivegis Tzorkin. Zok the Gemara another Maisa. Chad ba'anash havek mahalach b'shuka toen kupot. There was a yid that was traveling in the shuk and he was carrying meat. Osa daisa v'chatafta minei utlakte. A daisa is a bird called daya, like we have in the Pasha of birds, a daya. So a daya came and he took the piece of meat and he dumped it somewhere else. So chozar uboy misvene. So the yid now went to that other place. He wanted to go pick up his piece of meat that was taken and dropped. Omar le Rav, so Rav told him, also l'cho, it's also for you. Why? Dono Omar, because we say, bosan in the veil havatino utlakte. This bird was already carrying one piece of meat. He saw yours, he picked up yours, and he dropped the other one. So what you're picking up is not yours, it's someone else's. It's the veil. It's like, and he took a different one, he had a different one with him, and what you're picking up now is the different one. Zoktimar, a third story. Ginoi Shotaf Zikin. The river called Ginoi, it flooded Zikin. Zikin are barrels of wine. So you have Yayin. Also, again, you have wine without any simen that you're gonna want to take back. Also, uvde kumi Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Elazar. This meiser came in front of Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Elazar to ask if the wine that was found after the river took it, if it's mutter or not. What do we say? It's a different wine. V'oman, he said, yachkemun shafya kitrahoin. The store sellers have to recognize the knots that they made on the barrels. If you recognize the knot, then it's a simen. Then it's not nisalim. Then it's a simen taka. That's a simen kashrus. Then you taka see it. So then it's taka a seal. If they recognize it, then it's mutter. If they don't, then it's taka osa. Zok tomorrow, another maisa. Nikuniko ishtakach beknishta devule. Nikuniko. So the Korban Eidah says it's referring to a kanken, a barrel of wine that was found in the shul, Bebei Knishta, the bully, of the city bully. That's how he learned. The Pri Chodesh in Yardea, Simon Samach Gimel, he says that we're referring to Nikunika is the benema ayim of an animal that are memulim with boser, stuffed, like a stuffed meat of the benema ayim, that was cut dak, that's lost from Nikunika. It's cut into small pieces. Maybe this is where the word naknik comes from. Naknikim. It's like, It's stuffed Franks. Nuknika. So what happened was, so Nuknika ishtaka beknishta de buli, you found this in the knishta de buli, in the Beis Knesses, meaning in front of the shul, in buli. Also, uvde kumi Rabbi Yirmiyah, this mice came in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah, Omar, he said, yishakum skugayu avidatun, meaning those that close, if it's talking about wine, so pshat is, so if they recognize the simon on the yayin, so then it's taka good. If they don't recognize it, so then it's not going to be good. Then it's a problem. So this will be nafkamina in the two pshotim. If we're talking about wine, so then the nafkamina is that you have to see a simon in the wine. If it's boser, so then if you have a simon in the boser, then it's gufa not boser shenis alam in the ayim. That's gufa what it makes it. Now if you hold that boser shenis alam in the ayim is mutter, so then we're talking about Rav Yisrael. So if it's Rav Yisrael, so you can assume that it's a Jewish piece of meat. Ain't enough to worry that it's not kosher. Zok the Gemara, the next sugya. Gdi tzli ishtakach b'eschata de guf oso. Another maisa. Gdi tzli, a gdi that was tzolu, that was roasted, was founded, that's found in the town square of a city called Gufta. V'itiruha mishum shnei dvorim. And they were matarit for two reasons, two separate reasons. What were the two chesroinas, the two chesoshas that they were matar? Zogdama, number one, mishum etziya u'mishum roi ma'alchei drachim. That means they weren't choshesh that the problem of Hashavas Aveda, you found a gdit solui. What about Hashavas Aveda? Certain mitzias, it's shamoitza. You assume that he's miyayish right away. That's number one. And the second thing is, this roi mahalche drochim. If roi people are yidden, so then you don't have to worry about bos and nochri either. It's roi yidden. And the Gemara explains, Mishum Metziah, why you're not concerned about being achroza, the toni we learned in the Braisa. Hamatzil miyada ori. If someone finds an item that was in the mouth, in the cage of a lion, so now if you save it from a lion, it's the guy was miyayish right away. Or miyada gaius from an army that came into a city, so you took it from the booty that they stole. So the guy's miyayish right away. Or mishunas hayam or mishunas hanor, or it comes from a river, which is really a din of zuta shel yam. The Rosh Bar Metzia says that Zutal Sheyam, the Torah was matim without Yush. Zutal Sheyam be'etzim is mutter. So mail again over here, din of achroza. Mi yisrat yigdoyle, mi plat yigdoyle. It's a big, large Rishus Rabim that runs from one city to another in the marketplace. Over there, there's so many people. So in those places, hareilu shaloi. Why? Bipnei sha'abayle misyayish in mehen. Meaning the Baalim is Misyayish right away. Why is the Baalim Misyayish? The reason why the Baalim is Misyayish in a place like that, in a Sratya, is because he's Choshesh, even in a Rav Yudim, of Rishay Yisrael. Rishay Yisrael are not going to be Machir. So Mela is Misyayish right away. So Mela, that's why, even by Rav Yisrael, that's a Tosim Bar Metzia. Daf Chof Dalet says, it's even by Rav Yisrael is Misyayish in a Sratya and a Platya. Now, so what do we, and likewise by the other ones, by the Aryan that a guy sees miyayis because no one's going to save it. No one's going to go into the lion's mouth, lion's den, and take it out. So in all these instances, there's no problem of Hashavas Aveda. That's number one. And the Gabi, the second question about maybe it's a goy shemit, mishum roi malchei drochim, meaning mishum shchitas nochri, you're not choshesh for shchitas nochri, meaning that it's a goy shemit. Why? Because since most of the people traveling here are Yidden, so you go after Roiv, and Memele, it's Takamuta. What happened to the din of Bosa Shana Salman Ayin? Very good. But Bosa Shana Salman Ayin, so the Rosh in Bamatia says that there is no din of Bosa Shana Salman Ayin by Roiv Yisrael. That's one way. The Meir in Bamatia says, Nafchav Dalad, that what the Pshat is over here, there was Roiv Malchit Rochim Shem Shchitas Nochi, that there's a hacker on the Mokim Shchita Gufa. That was mean shchitas nochi. He saw the makam shchita that it was done al day yid. He sees how it was caught. So that's good for a simon. So mele it's not boss send us alam and ayin. And that's good for why it's mutter. Zokti Gemara, it ended up being taka, maisa shahoya, vishtakach min the base rabbi. It taka ended up being this gdit salui was from the house of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, from Rabbi's house. So mele was taka correct to assume, and the taka was from his home. Zokti Gemara, Igul de Guvna. The Gemara says another story. Eagle the Guvna, this is talking about a block of cheese. Eagle the Guvna of cheese. Ishtakach bepundika de Levi. Was found in the pundik of Levi. V'itiruha mishnei shnei dvarim again matim because of two reasons. Number one, mishum etziyo, mishum goy malchit drachim. Number one, they weren't worried about a Shavas Aveda because it's considered that he's miyayish right away. In this area, Vaisas, he was concerned about Rishi Yisrael, so he's miyayish right away. And also, there's no problem with Vinas Akum. Why? Because really people are yidden over here. Malchit drachim. Zok demal mishum etziyah. The Tony amatz miyad gais miyad agiyah mishunas hayom mishunas hanol misrat yigdol miplat yigdol harel shaloi nei shabayim misyayish mehen. So mele the matir the gvina also shavas aveda. Vice says this pundik of Levi was a place of rabbi mitzuyim. It's like a big square. So it's miyayish right away. And mishum roi malchit drachim. What about the chash of gvinas akum? Mishum roi malchit drachim. Mishum gvinas nochi. Meaning it's not a problem. Of Venus Akumita. Why? Because Roiv Mahalchei Drochim. So again, you have Roiv Mahalchei Drochim, so Mamela, there is no problem of the Gvina. Zog the Gemara. Oh, so no problem of Gvina's Nochi. Zog the Gemara, Mishum Rachadom, Mishum Gvina's Nochi. Vishtakach and ended up being, Maisa Shoya was, Min de Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Yosi. It was taka the cheese from the household of Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Yosi. It was taka muta kedin. Zok de Gemara. Omer Ramona, kumi Rabbi Yosi Ramona, ask Rabbi Yosi. Va'anon chamyon rabbonon machizin. You're telling me there's a din of Yush. Well, we see the Chachomim, Ramona asked Rabbi Yosi. We see Chachomim being machriz, even when they find things in Rechoyva Shal'ir, even in a place where you're telling me they're miyayis right away. Omalei, so Rabbi Yosi told Ramona, your father did not hold like that. He said as follows, Atin avisa mishkech loy naskes. Meaning, if you find it over there, then taka, you would not take it for yourself, be machriz it. Very good. But you should know that what? That Rabbi Yoina Avucha, your father Rabbi Yoina, lo yom akein, did not hold so. He held finders, keepers in a place of Yush. Elo Omar, what did Rabbi Yoina say? Halavai kad nishkach, nishkach min piyusu legavo. When I find an item that's lost, I should find it from, in a place called piyusa, and inward. What's piyusa? Piyusa is a place of motzi b'rabim. So Mamela, the Bailam is Amiyayish. And so Mamela, your father said, if I find something, let it chach be in a place where its taka becomes mine. And he was a machriz. So the Gemara. Now this din, that you don't have to be machriz, like we said, is even by Roiv Yisrael. As they're going to be showing him. That's what this Gemara comes out. La halacha, it's not like that. La halacha, we paskin that by Roiv Yisrael, there's a chiv achroza. Behedyin, reishnun, tes, gimel, chosh, mishpat, there's a chiv achroza by Roiv Yisrael. But this Gemara, they're learning up, some Mishra learn that even by Roiv Yisrael. Now, but the Gemara says, even though he said his father would have kept it, afilu kein, even though Rabbi Yonah said so, he said, if I find it, I want to find it from this area and onward, where it's shaloi, lemaisi, he was machman himself. Ashkach, veloi nosiv. He found an item, a metziah, from that area inward where it's Shrich Rabim, where it's a Mokum of Rabim, where Yimiyash, and he did not take it for himself, and rather he was Machriz. So Halacha Lemaisa, he did fear zich, like the Chumah, like his son Taka said. And that's where the song was coming from, because he remembered his father Taka being Machriz. Zok the Mishnah, Halacha Gimel. Behei Mishanim says, Mi Yushalayim Vat Migdal Eder. If you find an animal between Yushalayim and Migdal Eder, now, Ukmidos L'chol Ruach. Migdal Eder is one direction. But that distance, but from Yerushalayim to Migdal Eder, if you go in all directions, you can be toiled that an animal is coming from Yerushalayim, from all directions. Why? Because that's where they have an abundance of animals. So it depends what kind of animal it is. Schogim, if it's a Zohar, you assume that it's a carbon oiler. And if they're treated as such, because most people that have Schogim in Yerushalayim are oilers. Nekevas, if it's a Nekeva, you're toiled Zivchei Shlomim. Because roiv animals, Nekevas, are Shlomim. Rabbi Yudah is Moisef another Nekuda. Rabbi Yudah Omer, that even if you find an animal in this area, Haroi lepsochim, you find an animal that's roi to be a Korban Pesach, like a Ben Shona, a Zocha Ben Shona, Keves Oyez. So you're toiled that it's lepsochim. You're toiled that it's a Korban Pesach. Now, this din of Rabbi Yudah, does Tanakama argue on this or not? So the Mishnah finishes off, but there's a condition in Rabbi Yehuda. Koidim l'regel shloishim yoyim. It has to be within 30 days of the regel. Because that's since Shoyim Adarshim, because Pesach Lamed Yoyim. So that's the time people stop being mafish their animals for Korban Pesach. That cheats Rabbi Yehuda. So do the Chachomim, do the Tanakama argue Rabbi Yehuda, or they say it only by Schorim, the Kevitz, by Oilus and Shlomim, or do you agree also by Psochim? So the Rambam in Psulim Mikdoshim, in Perek Vav Yudches, says that the Halach is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Is Mashmah the Tanakama? Argues on Rabbi Yehuda. The Achronim ask that and Tfesol, they all discuss it, that L'chorim Tanakama doesn't argue on Rabbi Yehuda. Tanakama says he go by Saroiv, Schorim, and the Kavis, and Oibazoi, where do we see that he argues on Rabbi Yehuda? In the time of Pesach, we just said Lamed Yom Koyim Achag, so in the Lamed Yom time period, Roiv animals are Psochim. So why would he argue? They agree to the side of Roiv, that you go by Saroiv, by animals. Just by the other months of the year, it's not right. But in this time of year, it is. By Lamed Yom Kodem Pesach. So the answer is, they give, is that the Rambam learned that no, Tanakam holds even in Shloshim Kodem Pesach. In Yerushalayim, it's still not Roif Pesachim. Because of the other Kabbalists that are also there. So just like throughout the year, other Kabbalists are Matsui. So who are in Shloshim Kodem Achag, you're also Toila, that it's from the Kabbalists of the rest of the year. So Mele Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda Taka argue. Zog de Gemara. Now there's another question that to be asked. you're lemaisa, you're telling me you're allowed to be makav a Korban Pesach that you find for someone else. That means you bring it for yourself as a Korban Pesach. You can't sell it and treat it and take care of it because you can't sell kochim. So you have to be makav it. Now, this first soul says that you shouldn't just keep it by you until after Pesach and then bring it as a shlomim when the Bailim find it, come back, because the ma'aseh shlomim is a hefset for them. Because shlomim you have to give to chozav shoyk to the koyin. And you have to bring the sochim. Mashen Korban Pesach not. So Mele, that's where you try to bring it as a Korban Pesach. Frek the Sefer HaMakrin Kedusha Nafnun Ha'ei Abom Kasha. He asks, we know that the halacha is that you have to be from the minuyin from Korban Pesach. And even if you're going to tell me Nischalfa Chabura, we had a Gemara in Pesachim, that it has to be Echem Bnei Chabura Yishayna. You have to have one person from the original Chabura. Well, over here, if it's gone, it's gone. And if you found it, there's no one left from the original Chabura. So how could you be makrin as a Korban Pesach? So the answer, he says, that we're talking about, he wasn't marked the shit. It was only a chshash of a frisha. This din that you have to have someone from the original chabura, even you marked the shit for Korban Pesach. Mashe Enkin, if we're talking about, he's only mafreshit, so mela then you don't have to have from the original chabura. But avada, even though you're only mafreshit, the chat you don't need someone from the original chabura, but you're not allowed to be mishanit. It was very mafreshit. So you have to keep it for Korban Pesach. You can't just sell it or use it for something else because of the hafrosha. But that's not enough that you have to have someone from original chabura. And that would be the pshat over here. The original chabura you don't have, so you can bring it as a Korban Pesach. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Bori shoino, originally, hoyim emashkenis moitzeho achu mevi nesochel. Meaning, when someone finds this oil and the shlomim, they were mashkin, they forced him to bring nesochim. The carbon itself, he didn't mind bringing. That's a freebie. I found it. But nesochim cost me money, the libations. So they were mashkin, you have to bring shloish esrem la pash, shtei esrem la ayil, vison la kevis, whatever it was. Chozru, and they saw that people used to say, forget it, I don't need this headache. Finding this thing cost me money. Chozru li is manichanoisa. Ubarchin, they made a big run. So Mela, they said, Hitkinu bezin shi unisachel boi mishal tzibur, that it comes from Tumas Alishka. We'll provide the nesachim. So this din that we said, that Berishoyna, they were memashkin, the finder, that they have to provide the nesachim. So the Achronim explained, the Mikdash David and the Biskurovim, Menochas, Dafnun Aleph, that the din nesachim is not a din on the person that lost his carbon. The carbon that's found by the finder, when he's makavit lishma. Lishma means that the kapara la'olam goes to the person that lost it. But the din nesachim is a din on the maybe carbon. The din of the carbon itself is taka going to be for the person that lost it. The finder now is makavit lishmoi. That means it's a kapara for the person that's ma'abed it. But the din havas nesachim is a din on the maybe a carbon. So mele taka the nesachim were brought from the mamashkim, from the moitzel, the Hebrews in the nesachim. But after this, the takona they enacted, they saw that people just said, forget it, I don't need this headache. So then they said, that's taka boy mishal tzibur, it comes from Tumas Alishka. Now the Mishnah continues, Omer Reb Shimon. Shiva dvorim itkinu bezdin. There were seven takonas that bezdin made. Zayin dvorim itkinu bezdin. And those seven takonas were, this is one of them. One of them is that instead of being mamashkin, the finder, that he brings the sochim, but rather it comes from Tumas Alishka. And there were six additional ones that they were misakin. Zayin dvorim itkinu bezdin. V'zeh echomen. This is one of the takonas that the nisrei behema comes mishal tzibur, from Tumas Alishka. And now the Mishnah continues, the Pshimon enumerates the additional six takonas. Zog the Mishnah, number one, the first one from the list of the remaining six is, Nochi she'sholach elosim dinas hayam, v'sholach ima nesochim, kevin mishaloi. When the goy, we know they're makablim, the dom nedoves me'akum, so when the Nochi sends his oila, so if he sends along with it nesochim, it's kevin mishaloi. We accept the nesochim that he sends along. Now if he does not send along, now we're talking about that he sends along money for Nesachim. Because the Nesachim itself, we're choshish that what? That he's not didn't treat it with Tyra. So he's not Neman on Tyra. So I've added it's talking about the main Nesachim. That's how the Mepharshim explain. Rashi Menachas Behedya says, we're talking about the main Nesachim. But upon him, when he brings these Nesachim with him, so we bring from what he sends, the Domim, we buy Nesachim. However, Zog the Mishnah, V'im lav, if he did not send along Nesachim, so Takonas Bezdin was Kev Mishal Tzibur, we take a pay for the Nesachim of the Nedarim, of the Goyim, and we bring Nesachim on their behalf from the Tumas Alishka. Now the Shittin Mekubetzis in Menachas Ayin Gimel, he says that you can't be Koyfi, you can't force the Goy to bring his Nesachim. If he did, if he sent it along, so we utilize it. But if he didn't, ain't koifin on nesachim. There's no chiv nesachim that he can take from the guy. So it's only mitzoynoi. So mele, that's where taket comes mishal tzibur. Now, the Biskurov in Sefer in Maisa Karbonis Paragimel over there, he says that a nochi be'etzim is not meshach shayach to nesachim. His gan says chayvus that he gives is only on the carbon itself, meaning he brings the carbon. But that's not a mechayev that he has to bring the sochim to. The din of sochim is the din in the akrovas, Dr. Biskarov. Meaning the schayvus of the guy is on the etzim carbon. Masha'enkin, the sochim is the din in the akrova. That's not a din in his schayvus. His schayvus is on the carbon. The akrova fodders and requires the sochim. So if he's menadev mois in the sochim, so then Vaita, it's because he was makriv, he was mechayiv himself to bring a carbon, and that is mechayiv, the akrova guf is mechayiv in the sochim. But it's not the pshat, it's his chayivis on the sochim. If he doesn't bring the sochim, the akrova is what's mechayiv in the sochim. If he brings along the sochim, or money from the sochim, so then it's machmas Vaita, machmas the akrova, was licked in the carbon, that he's giving along. But it's never mitzad the person, it's always mitzad the akrova that in the sochim come. So Mele be'etzim the goy is not shaykh to the nesachim. He's makiv, he's menadev a carbon. That's not mechayiv in nesachim. The hakrov is mechayiv in nesachim. So Mele, that's not negay to him, and that's why it's mishal tzibur. Zog the Mishnah Vayta, what's the second din that we're misakin from the remaining six? V'chein ger shemeis v'niach zvochim. If a ger died, and assuming that he doesn't have yoshim, so im yesh nesachim, if he has nesachim along with his carbon, so then you bring it. There was mafresh nesachim. You bring it along. Kevim mishaloi. Vim lav, and he doesn't have the sochim, and he doesn't have yoshim. So kevim mishal tzibur. So then you take it from the tzibur. By a regular person that dies and he leaves behind zvachim, the yoshim are mechayiv to bring the nesachim. Mashenkin over here by a ger. So then taket's kevim mishal tzibur. That's the second takana. Now, if the ger would have yoshim, zok the mikdash David, the same is said, like I said before. The chiv nesachim is on the not on the ma'abed. It's on the mevi. So we then over here, if the mice of the Yarshim are going to bring the carbon in this place, so then they have a chiv mitzad the maybe to bring the nesachim taka. Zog the Mishnah Vayta, the next din is utnai bezdin ala koin godel shemeis, a koin godel before they were mamana a new koin godel in this place, shetei min chosoi, the minchas chavitin that the koin godel brings every day, machatzisa baboyka machatzisa be'erev, so that mincha is krevi mishal tzibur, till they mamana a new koin godel in this place, so they have to be makriv from the tzibur, from the moment of the tzibur, they makriv this mincha. That's shittas tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, it doesn't come mishal tzibur, but rather mishal yarshim. The yarshim of the kohen gadol shemeis, they're the one who bring the mincha. And ushleima hoisekeva. The mincha wasn't like it was in his lifetime. In the lifetime of the kohen gadol, so then it was partially mechtzis baboyker or mechtzis ba'erev. It was a half. It was isarim ba'boker and a half isarim ba'boker and a half isarim ba'erev. Mashenkin after misosoi, according to everyone, according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Tanakama, it's an isarim sholem because after misosoi we're makiv the mincha as an isarim sholem and not the chatzi isarim. But kaponim the takona was the tenai bezdin was that kohen gadol shemeis that it's craving mishal tzibur. Rabbi Yehuda says mishal yoshin, but the tenai bezdin was that it's bo mishal tzibur. Now the lashon of the Mishnah according to Rabbi Yehuda is that Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishal Yarshin. So Michas Chinuch says that Yarshin doesn't have to be Dafka Bonov. It could be whoever is Yarshimar, meaning is Bonos also. Others learn no. Dafka when he has a son, which is Be'etzim Roy to be a Kohen Gadol Tachtov. So then Taka, Mashenka by a Bas, or if he has a Ben that's a Chol, or if he has, so then Taka that would not be Mechayiv them. It's only by Royally Yarsha to be a Kohen Gadol. He's the one that has to bring the Mincha, but not Stamazoi by someone who's not Royally Yarsha to be a Kohen Gadol. So that's really machlokes in the achronim. Michas Chinuch says even if it's not roy liyos kohen gadol b'kamoisoi. Tetziontiv says dafka ben that's roy liyos kohen gadol b'kamoisoi. Zok the Mishnah Vayta, the fourth takana from the remaining six is ala melach v'ala etzim. Meaning if you have salt and etzim from hekdash, the umesaken shu yakahanim neusim behen. The kahanim can use the salt to salt their hides, and they can use the etzim to be mevashel with them. Now the question is, what are they using it for? It's so. The Rishonim and Menachas learn that it's dafka for achilas bosa hektish. Then you can use the salt. Then you can use the etzim. But stam you want to use for achilas chulin, they're not allowed to use the salt from hektish for achilas chulin. The next takone from the remaining six takonas, zog the Mishnah v'al aporo, meaning on the pora aduma, shaloyim moilim ba'aforo, meaning on the efer, be'aforo. The efer of the pora aduma, you're not going to be chayv kor me'il on it. If you nana from it, you're not going to be chayv kor me'il. And the final takona was v'al akinin apsulois, meaning if someone is mechayv to bring a cane, so the money that he placed in the kupa of kinim, so the kahanim use that money and they buy kinim for people that are chayv to bring a kina, so that bird, if let's say it became posel, if let's say the bird ended up being a posel, so what happens now? Who replaced it? She boys mishal tzibur the kinim chadoshin. If you're not going to bring another kin in its place, so the person's going to go home thinking a lot of eat kochim. He's not allowed to eat kochim because the ma'aseh the oif was a posel, didn't have a kapora. So they went back home not knowing that it was never taken care of. So midimere takana she boys mishal tzibur that it was a replacement came from the tzibur, and like this the karma was brought on their behalf. That's tana kamashita. Rabbi Yosi Oimen, no. That it doesn't come Mishal Tzibur. But the Tanai Bezin is that whoever sells the oifus, the vendor that sells the oifus at the Beis HaMikdash, they're responsible until the bird is actually brought to Kashrus. And if it ends up being a psulois, HaMisapikas HaKininu HaMisapikas HaPsulois, like we had before. The person that supplies the kinim, he's misapik the psulois, and he's responsible to give another oif in its place until they have a kosher one. So Mela doesn't come from Mishal Tzibur, it rather comes from the vendor HaMisapik. And this we had before also. We had a Mishnah that said that if you have a kong to Chachomim, Machloek Chachomim Rabbi Yehuda, do we say kine means chatas and oila, or does kine mean just oilas? So kong to Chachomim that it means chatas and oila, not only oilas, not the doves, but also chatos. So if you find the money in between, we said, between the kine and the oilas, so then it's krever oila. So the Gemara, the Kasha, how could a chatas crave oila? So we said, Tanai Bezdin, that a chatas crave oila. Very good, Tanai Bezdin. But what about the Isha? She never had a kapora. She never had a chatas. So we said that just like Mitzapik Zakinim, Mitzapik Zapsulois, we had before, so the vendor has to supply another bird if it became possible. Likewise, the vendor is responsible that the Isha has a kapora. So Ein Chanami, chatas is a Tanai Bezdin that is both oilas, but she never had a karma chatas in its place. So they mechuyev to bring another chatas, another bird, to make sure that she ended the day she has a kapora. That's this shita taka we have in the Mishnah. So these are the seven takonos sheitkinu, starting with the first one that we said, that the nesochim are boy mishal tzibur, because if the finder is going to have to supply it, he's going to run away and he's not going to want to take care of it. Menichon v'barchin. We'll stop over here, the bottom of the Omid, by the Gemara on Daf Chof Omid Aleph.